that as we are preparing for Detroit Tigers baseball, the first game now less than 2 weeks away, July 24th, as some of the intra-squad games are being played, the Tigers are actually providing broadcasts of these games?
Yeah, they're showing them on Tigers.com.
Really?
Uh-huh. Mm.
And Dan Dickerson's doing the play-by-play.
He's warming up.
Wow.
Right, and other teams are doing it as well, too, because my wife's a Pittsburgh Pirates fan, and they were showing their game on their website yesterday as well, their intra-squad game.
I missed that completely. Yeah. I would love to. And so it's on the regular website. There's no have to pay for it or anything like that right now.
That's right.
Oh, well, make note, because I heard you say that games this week?
Yeah, there are going to be games this week. In fact, I think they're doing some back-to-back games, like two games in one day, and I think one is going to be shown on television.
Wow.
Oh, I think on Thursday night.
Oh, a night game.
A night game, yeah. Okay. Manager Ron Gardenhire wants to get them used to playing under the lights.
Oh, yeah, because they're going to be playing afternoon and evening games, so you got to get used to doing that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to make a note to myself to have a chance to check that out. I know we're doing an official test today to make sure that the Tigers radio broadcasting system is operating correctly.
Oh, all right. That's always a good sign.
Well, we tested it earlier when...
Yeah, but we did. Back in March.
Back in March.
Yeah.
It was working then.
Yep.
Trust is still working now, but we're going to test it just to make sure. Just to make sure. Well, it was fun to hear some of the names being talked about as participating and getting some of the news of how the players are playing and things like that. And I did hear you mention a name that I'd forgotten. He was with the Tigers. I know he's there, but a guy that for a couple of years I wish that he would make the big league roster only because he's got one of the great names we need. Kyle Funkhauser. We need him on the big league roster. I just love that name.
I'm with you.
Funkhauser.
Going to throw some funk at
him. Yeah, exactly right. Sometimes you just have to have those kinds of names that are just because it sounds fun.
Right. Oh, yeah, of course.
The name will have to be Funk, won't it?
It has to be.
Yeah,
you know?
Right.
It's got to be something like that. But, yeah, Kyle Funkhauser, yeah.
And if he made the team, our voice guy would have to say his name.
Oh, yeah.
For some of our highlights.
That's right.
Funkhauser.
That would make it even better. Imagine introducing him, too.
Yeah.
They can just hear Dan Dickerson and Jim Price. Yeah, Funkhauser to the plate. Just possibilities. And, of course, if the Tigers were in a slump, you know, and perhaps he was a pitcher that came on and got them a victory.
Yeah.
You know, Tigers came out of the funk. Hauser. I don't know. Just... There are other names, too, but that one just struck me. It's like, oh, my gosh.
Right.
I know about that. Is he – I'm trying to remember now the way that they're doing this. I'll have to look it up. All the players participating, are they all part of the 60-man squad? I think they have.
They'd have to be, I believe.
Finalized right now. Yeah, mm-hmm. So the possibilities are there.
Yes.
Yeah. It's not like a regular spring training where you have some of these guys that you know are going to be sent down. Some of these guys could make appearances because of the taxi squad stuff and things like that. Okay.
That's right.
It's a new game.
It is. It is. I know. Wow. And you had to remind me. Less than 2 weeks away.
July 24th.
Mm-hmm.
Preseason's done, and hopefully if it's all going well, we have reports about how there are some Tigers that are on the injured list.
Mm-hmm.
Suspected because of if they're not officially diagnosed of COVID, they're waiting for test results back.
Yeah, I think Victor Reyes was one. He had to wait a while for the test to come back. But as far as we know right now, the only one to have announced that he has COVID-19 is Daniel Norris.
Yeah, and as I understand, he wanted to announce it because he was afraid Tiger fans would think he was hurt again.
Yeah, because he's been hurt a lot.
Yeah. You don't want that label on you. I'm okay. I got COVID, but I'm okay. Okay.
It's not available.
Yeah.
No matter what the cost.
Exactly right. Either way, he's still going to be quarantined and make sure he comes back and he's had a couple of negative tests before he can participate again.
Right.
But, yeah, and again, because of... You know, it's that strange instance of because of privacy laws, you can't announce who's got it.
Yeah.
But when someone doesn't show up and they're on the injured list, you know.
Right. Oh, yeah, right. Well, another thing, sports-related item that I completely forgot was happening on Saturday. In fact, it happened when I was on the air for Saturday Morning Live, was the Palace being imploded.
Oh, yeah.
Saturday morning. Yeah. I completely forgot about that. But I saw it happen a couple minutes after it did online. I saw it on social media. So I don't know why. Some people, you know, who were there, they were cheering, but I would not have. I That would have been sad. So many memories. I had a lot of good memories at that stadium.
A building not that old, you know, 30 years old or something like
right.
that. And yeah.
Like I said, I saw some Pistons championships there, a lot of Pistons games. Also saw one of my favorite artists of all time perform in 1994 there, Billy Joel. And Bob Seger played the final concert there. I didn't see that, but yeah.
A lot of great memories, a lot of money that went into that. It was like $90 million, just less than 30 years. I mean, think about it, or 30 plus years. Was it 88 it opened up, something like that?
Yeah, 1988.
And saved us a lot of driving to downtown Detroit.
That's right, yeah, for everybody up here.
For people up here.
Yep.
It'll be weird driving by, kind of like driving by where the Silverdome used to be, just...
Used to be
a landmark. Into like an Amazon facility of some sort. Yeah, they demolished it, and then a new building is taking shape, I understand.
But it's almost, you know, with what happened with the Joe Louis Arena here recently. I don't know why. It's just something when you see a building get imploded or whatever, you know, when it's being torn down, you're just like, wow, just like that. All these memories are just gone. Yeah, they just are.
Thankfully, we have those memories, and pictures and video and things to recall all that. Yeah, the Palace no more.
Yeah.